At 102.1 FM, this is WMUK. The Western Michigan University Theater's new production of Women on the Verge of a Nervous Breakdown is a mad comedic romp filled with dynamic movement, energetic songs, and lively dance numbers. So says WMUK Theater reviewer Gordon Bolar.
The new musical focuses on the topsy-turvy lives of four women seeking love, sex, and revenge in late 20th century Madrid. Director Jay Berkow's creative staging and his cast's rapid-fire overlapping dialogue and lyrics bring Pedro Almodovar's 1988 movie to life on the stage of the Williams Theater. Berkow's cinematic orchestration of lighting, music, and stage composition produces mercurial shifts in the location, tone, and rhythm of the action. Begin with taxi driver and narrator Kobe Brown, who greets the audience with the promise that Madrid is a city in constant flux where souls can be reborn every morning. With an easygoing, street-savvy manner, he captures our attention, introduces us to flamboyant characters, and convinces us that we might want to stick around. We're right to do so. Each of the many fast-paced scenes possesses its own backstory and is charged with irony and frenetic activity. An early example is a recording session with Peppa, an actress played by Emily Sherman, who laments the melodrama of her relationship. She does so while dubbing vocals for two film actors portraying an overly sincere, melodramatic love scene of their own. Sherman's poignant and powerful vocal, "Lie to Me," is synced to a track recorded by her missing boyfriend. That love interest is Yvonne, suavely portrayed by Jono Mamel as a Don Juan with a collection of sunglasses exceeded only by his romantic liaisons. The action then morphs into a cross-town taxi ride as four black chairs appear. Brown, our driver, skillfully dodges relentless urban traffic created by running ensemble members who wave brightly colored paper while he casually chats with passengers. Cut to Peppa's friend, Candela, a slinky model rendered by Alyssa Muswin. She is simultaneously engaged in a day-long photo shoot around the city and an endless series of trivial phone conversations. Muswin presents a delightfully ditzy drama queen in search of the right man with model behavior. On the other end of Yvonne's tangled web of relationships is his wigged-out, domineering wife, Lucia. Madison Merlanti vividly delivers a hard-charging search for Yvonne, her husband on the lam. Her day in court is punctuated by the number Invisible, a humorous yet gut-wrenching testimony of a woman left behind. If the show's plot seems convoluted, it is. Even the characters lament the bewildering complexity of their lives as they sing Tangled, a song about overlapping relationships. The twisted storyline of Women on the Verge is really a celebration of the human heart's resilience and ability to overcome the perfidious nature of romance. Several standout numbers feature multiple lead characters supported by a colorful ensemble of singers and dancers. On the Verge provides a striking and energetic staccato ending to Act One. The finale, The View from Here, is a beautiful, harmonic transition out of the bedlam preceding it and a resolution of the lead character's search for fulfillment. One could wish for a little less screech in the high-end pitch register of some of the show's dialogue, but then that's the hysterical shaky ground staked out by the nervous breakdown part of the title. And most of the time, we're only moments away from the next round of Valium-laced gazpacho to take the edge off the characters if the mayhem gets too much or too shrill. The production does succeed in filling the largely bare stage with Olivia Belfi's choreography, Matthew A. Newton's lighting, Brent Decker's music, and Zandra Sipple's costumes. The bare black platforms upstage that function as the stairs, roof, and apartment balcony, however, could use a little more in the way of style and design. Despite this, most of what I witnessed on opening night will please and entertain audiences throughout the run of this upbeat musical. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Bolar.